I mean, we had a 25-point sermon from Mark Driscoll's son in Phoenix when we were down there this February. Well, 25 points is just a hair too much for me. It was a good sermon, but I gave everybody 1 point that day 3 weeks ago. What's one thing you want to change in your life? And I've gotten some pretty good testimonies and reports, even in Mary and my own life, because we challenge each other. What's one thing you want to change? And then the next week, for Kickstart, this is the series, what is your great wall of water? Moses and the people he was leading went up to the ocean, actually the lake, and there was a wall of water there. What's your wall of water? What's keeping you from going through on dry ground? Not a condemnation at all. This is encouragement. And then last week, I encourage you again. So what is or where is your Jericho? What does Jericho represent? God's blessings to you. Jericho represents God's best for you, because the children of Israel were not going to occupy Canaan unless they got rid of the Canaanites that were in Jericho. You got it? This is not rocket science. So Jericho was a big stumbling block. Millions of stumbling blocks, right? And so what is your Jericho? What is it that's keeping you from believing God for your best? And sometimes they come and go. Certain things can come and go in our life. So those were those three. So today, I just wanted to share about spiritual victory. So go back to verse 20, would you please, Pastor Larry? In this verse, but you, beloved, we could stop right there and sermon could end and we would have enough just knowing that we are loved by the Creator of the universe. This is we be loved. Comes from agape. That word in the Greek comes from agape, agapetos. Okay? We want to remind ourselves we are deeply loved with the love that nothing else can fill. Nothing else can fill that. Okay, but you, Jude is writing, build yourselves up. Who's responsible for building ourselves up? Yeah. Build yourselves up in what? In your faith. How do you do that? Faith comes by and hearing by Word of God today. For me, Word of God, Dan, listening to what he listens to, the videos, wherever it comes from, the Word of God, right? Build yourselves up in your most holy faith. So that's the first thing, build, right? That's what I got on my outline. Yeah. Can you imagine? We watched a cool movie again last night. I know I've mentioned this before, but I love this movie. It's called Boys in the Boat. And it's an absolutely fabulous movie about 1936, 38, whenever it was, about these guys up in Washington that got on a regatta team and what it took for them to do what they did. Are we any different in our walk of life, in our faith walk? We have to work and work and work. You got to work your muscles, right? You got to eat right. You got to show up on time. You got to do what you got to do. You know, pray in the Spirit. All the things that we know, dude, I'm not going to give you a list. You know, we just got to keep doing it. That's where I'm at today. Just encourage you. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. I love listening to faith stories. I'll cry all week long. I don't care. Okay, so that's the first thing. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith. You know, I think about the military. Can you imagine if I went in the service right tomorrow and went off to trek through the deep, dark parts of South America? Would I last very long? No, because I hadn't trained. See, if we're going to walk in faith, we need to train. And how do you train? Build yourself up in your most holy faith. We need to build our faith. We need to train in order to win the battles. Training never stops. Come on. Training never stops. Ever, ever, ever. Yeah. That's why I want you guys, whenever I'm sharing, I want you to go home, think about that. Take something home with you. That's all that matters to me. All right, that's number one. That's point one of three. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Training. Number two, pray in the Holy Ghost. The more we pray in the Holy Ghost, the more victory we're going to have. Somebody say amen. That's it. Not going to change that one. And then the next verse, keep. You know, I'm sure there's a sweet little prayer that we used to pray for kids at night about, oh, Lord, keep my children safe and, you know, that type of thing. Well, keep yourselves. We keep ourselves in the love of God. And that's what we've been talking about, the testimonies, the way we treat people around, the way we treat the person at the counter, Casey's or wherever it's at, the way we treat our people we work with, the way we treat people we come in contact with every day. There's a lost and a dying and a hurting world out there, church, and we are the good that needs to happen to them. Thank you, Dan. That was a fabulous line. We are the good that happens to the world because Jesus lives on the inside of us. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. Father, cement within us the words that have come forth in worship, prophecy time, the sermon time. Cement it in. Lord, I pray for miracles. Pray for everybody that needs a miracle today that's involved with our church. Everybody. That includes Mark and Wade and Dan, all of us. We all need miracles somewhere in our life. Personally, family, neighbors, friends, wherever it's at. There's somebody we're going to come in contact with in the marketplace that needs Jesus really, really bad and needs the love of Jesus. So let's be that. Let's be the God who wants to meet with them through us. So, Lord, as we go forth from this place, we look forward to hearing more faith stories, testimonies of the grace of God in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. So go and have a blessed week. God bless you.